Pennsylvania on sports. I love y'all. The subject of today is why I think Tatum and the Boston Celtics have what it takes to win the championship. Basically, Tatum has been doing this thing the whole year, man. And the other guy, this coach, Batman, he got the best Robin in the game. I forget his name, but I'm gonna remember it. Brown. Brown and Tatum is the best duo in the game, bro. They've been blowing niggas out. They've been dunking on niggas. They've been hitting threes. They've been doing all type of crazy shit. Like, yo, these boys ain't playing. And the role players are perfect. They got the point guard number 9. They got number 12. They got Blake Griffin ring chasing. Nigga, these niggas is the shit, bro. Real spill. Yo, like, I feel like these niggas can really win the championship because, like, they're very balanced team, well-coached team. They could have fell apart after that scandal with their coach, but they did. They in the top 3 in the game in the conference as far as they record. You know what I mean? Like, they really putting in that work, bro. Milwaukee, Giannis, he good. But I feel like they could outdo him. I'm saying Philadelphia, Joel Embiid, yes. I feel like they'll be in there too. But the experience in the playoffs is what I'm talking about, bro. They got a couple championship, Eastern Conference championship runs, a finals run, and they're up next, man. Like, really, Tatum is the nigga that's the catalyst of all. I call him a poor man Kobe. You feel me? See, I feel like he defiant though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wearing the Kobe number 24, the Lakers colors on his arm, even though he played for Boston, dog. I know the Boston niggas be like, cut that shit out, but he got to play homage to the legends. You feel me? Like, August 23rd don't produce nothing but legends. Of course, I was born on August 23rd, but anyway. Kobe, man, like, was doing his thing, and he influenced Tatum a lot. And you see a lot of Kobe's game and Tatum's game, you know what I mean? But I ain't saying he's good as Kobe or good as Jordan, but that's the original. But he is a decent player, very, very decent player. And Boston is benefiting from him. Because they blew out a good team recently. They blew out Milwaukee like it wasn't nothing, bro. Like, I'm barely watching a game. Like, damn, I changed the channel again. They up by 20 in the fourth quarter, man. Beautiful thing. That's the corona. But anyway. Yeah, man, it's like they is so superior to most other teams, man. Memphis said they got to look out for Boston. Even Memphis know who they got to look out for. Is they really okay in the West? I don't think so. But hey, anyhow. This thing of ours that we got with the Boston Celtics, man, is going to be a spectacular thing that's coming up, man. The Heat, they need to straighten their coaching out because there's a lot of things they need to do. But I still love the Heat. I'm still a Heat fan. Don't get it twisted. But I feel as though Boston is the type of team that can take it all the way, win the ring. They probably can win multiple rings if they keep the core together. I really think so. They can ring multiple rings if they keep the core together. With the legendary Boston Celtics, they can really do their thing. Tatum has been hitting threes at a clip that's crazy. He's been driving in the basket. Him and Brown. Brown's been doing his thing. Brown's been jumping up the gym and doing his thug dizzle, man. It's like, yo, like, the Boston Celtics is really the truth out here, man. And I feel as though, like, damn, like, these niggas could get a ring, though. They destined to get a ring. Ain't no way they should go and not have a ring either this year or next year, bro. They should be able to put it together and put a championship season together. Real talk, bros. Like, it's real. For real. Yeah, man. So, basically like, I love it. I love to see this team do their thing. And they gonna get a ring in a year or two if they keep their core together. It's Mingo Known Sports. I love you. Peace.